Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
So much for coming. It's a wonderful turnout here. Now, I've got Graham here, and his six-year-old daughter, Sophie, has come along to show me something very special, haven't you, Sophie? Eh? Mm-hmm.
It was handed down to Sophie by my dad, her grandfather, who we lost last year. Yeah.
Very sad indeed. And I must say, your father has passed down something truly unique and wonderful to his granddaughter. So let's take a look at it, shall we, folks?
Sure, absolutely.
What we've got here is exceptionally rare and, may I say, impeccably maintained, Graham.
Thank you. I mean that. It was his pride and joy, wasn't it, Soph?
And so it should be, eh? And so it should be, Sophie. And now, you see this here, Sophie? You see that? That says that this medal was made in 1888. Wowee. And look, you see this marking here? You see that? That means that this is the only one of its kind. Wow, goodness. That's great, isn't it? Now, in 1888, in the formation of the very first Football League, each of the founding clubs were given one of these medals. Okay? So, sort of as a thank you, but in official terms, we see it as a mark of participation, a sort of register in the first ever Football League season all that time ago. Isn't that something, Sophie, eh?
Yeah.
Now, this one here is made out to... Can you read that there, Sophie? Can you read that there? What does that say?
Ashwood City.
That's right, to Ashwood City. Now, along with the likes of Aston Villa and Preston North End and such, Ashwood were one of the founding members of the Football League, and at that time, the only football club anywhere near London. And you can see on this medal here that it's officially inscribed to Ashwood. And this would have been given over to, I don't know, to the first team captain, because back in those days, the captain was much more vital in assembling the squad and things like that. Now, because there's only one of these in the whole world, this means that the captain passed it on, and it got passed on, and eventually found your grandfather. Now, this is the exciting bit, isn't it, folks? Hold your breath. I've seen a few of these in my many, many years looking at pieces like this, and they will usually fetch into the tens of thousands. This one, I have to say, Sophie, Graham, I have to say this, is the best kept, most legible medal I have seen out of the lot. And I really am taken aback by its beauty. Having said that, given their current form, the value of this particular medal is about 100 quid. Max.
Hold on, what?
I don't know, mate. Could be worthless, but people buy anything these days, so give it a pop by all means.
I don't understand. Sophie, it's okay, love. It's okay. You'll be all right.
Sophie? Yes? Stop crying. It's a pretty medal and all that, but I was just saying to Daddy, given the state of the club these days, it's a shame your granddad held on to it for so long, eh? He's let you down in that respect. But hey-ho. Maybe you can sell it at a car boot sale, yeah? Buy yourself some sweeties. Penny sweets, mind. All right, cheers, Graham. Thanks for coming. Don't forget your medal. I don't want it. Here, cheers, pal.
Ashwood City Football Club are one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Following an away defeat to Tottenham Hotspur, and with a home game against Wolves on the horizon, it's the middle of the week, and Ashwood City have called in their scouts, consultants and analysts for their annual transfer committee. The committee is chaired by sporting director Chris Woody Woodall, as the club will attempt to finalise targets ahead of the January transfer window that opens in just over 2 weeks' time.
So, sorry, hold on. He came in early?
Yes, Woody came in early.
And he came in fully clothed, washed and sober, and you're sure he didn't sleep here again?
I'm sure. He only sleeps in his office on Thursdays and Fridays.
Well, I'm stunned.
Well, it's his big day.
The transfer committee.
Mm.
The Council of Hellrom.
Mm-hmm.
The Ford Focus fuck-up group.
Mm.
Football manager, Holics Anonymous.
Yes, thank you, Jess. This day is actually inordinately expensive, so can we please just park the cynicism for the next few hours?
I don't give me that.
What?
That positive thinking.
It wasn't positive thinking.
Yes, it was. You're in a fantasy land. Get out of the rabbit hole, Nolan.
I'm not in any rabbit hole.
Alice in Sunderland.
I'll come off it.
I'll come off it when you come back to the real world and stop dancing around with the little magical woodland creatures.
They're called Forest Green Rovers, Jess, and I'm not in fantasy land.
Who's your new manager, then?
No comment.
Why won't you tell me?
It's not that I won't tell you. I won't tell anyone.
I'm the director of communications. This should be communicated to me, Patrick.
That's not how it works.
Can I guess who it is? 20 questions.
No comment.
Is it a man? Is it a white man?
Oh, that narrowed it down, has it?
Is he from the north?
God, you're terrible at this game. Now, come on. Time to face the shit music.
Is he an ex-player? Has he been in trouble with the HMRC?
For Christ's sake. Good God, so many scouts.
Right, everybody be quiet, please. Quiet now, Cub Scouts. This is your scout leader. Dib, 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 dob, 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 and all that shite.
Woody, get over here.
Hey, pal, welcome to the scout hut. Today we're getting our badge and being fucking pains in the asses.
What's the legal capacity for this room?
Anybody seen Glenn?
Hey, you're not a scout. Get out the hut.
No, I'm not. You're right. I'm a brownie.
Hey, a fucking vegan gluten-free brownie that's been left outside for a month on the ground at a bus stop outside a cross-cutter.
Yeah, I get it, Woody. What are you going to do about all of this?
Oh, what?
The boys sleep. Over that's happening in this room right now.
Gonna put in some horror movies and talk about girls.
Have the analysts even met a girl? Look, that one's just staring at me right now.
Woody, I have to call Hutch. He needs to be privy to this particular council.
Hey, the mother terrier. Call him up.
Chris, I need a... What?
You just called me Chris.
That's your name?
Why did you call him Chris?
Is everything okay?
Well, I was just being professional.
Well, could you save that for your personal time, please?
Fine. Woody, I need to vet these players if they get approved.
You need to what? Sorry.
Vet them.
What are you, Rolf Harris? Super vet won't be required today, thank you. Go on, back to animal hospital you go. Or prison for being a pedo, whatever floats your boaty McBoatface.
I need to make sure that they haven't done anything untoward that could cause any damage to the club and ASG.
ASG?
Yes, ASG is Anaheim Sports Group, FYI.
LOL. Tell your BFFs at ASG to FOAD ASAP. Okay.
It's important that we get players who aren't immediately defending their Twitter feed from 2009 or, you know, their criminal records, political views, just little things like that.
Jess, I plan on signing footballers, not politicians. Well, how politicians used to be, anyway.
Good. Sign footballers then, nice ones.
Now who's in the fantasy land?
Yeah, sure, I'll go do that, Jess. Hey, lads, anyone got any nice footballers? Like, nicely behaved ones?
No.
Oh, they're quiet.
Represent Graham.
That actually worked a treat. Thanks, Jess.
You have to stay quiet or I'll lock them in my basement. And believe me, you don't want to go down there.
What's in your basement?
Oh, you know, storage, knickknacks, human centipede of racist Chelsea fans. There's a lot of them. Patrick, I'm going to call Hutch from the comms desk, and then I'll patch us through on the big screens.
Patrick, if you'd like to take a seat, and Jess, if you'd like to take yourself out the room.
I'll be listening and watching. It'll be like Big Brother, but without the hot tub fingering and the bottle of wine dildos.
Maybe let us get started first, eh?
Right. I'm off to work, hun. Buy yourself something pretty and get something that can sit in front of the back four, yeah?
Attention, scouts. Analysts, recruitment consultants, agents, board members, and window cleaning staff.
Oh, yeah.
I am your leader. I suppose you're wondering why I called you all here today.
Said in the email, it's about the transfer.
Shut the fuck up! The rules of the transfer committee are thus. You recommend players. You submit them in an orderly fashion. Those who can ascertain further information on the player will chip in when fucking asked. Patrick will be liaising with the future Ashwood head coach. And by the way, if it gets out of the room that the present Ashwood head coach is not the future Ashwood head coach and is soon to be the past Ashwood head coach, I will go after your loved ones. And if you don't have any loved ones, then you're probably one of the statistical analysts that have joined us today. Great to have you here, by the way, Marcus. Patrick will get word from our future head coach whether your suggestions meet his or her approval. Now, if anyone has any questions, then please leave the room immediately and never come back. And remember, when analysing these players, if in doubt, kick a scout. Right, let's play ball.
Mario Balotelli.
No.
Thank you, Jess. False start, everybody, and on your marks, get set, go.
What's wrong with Balotelli?
I don't have the time to answer that question in full, mate. But I do have the time to draw your attention to the list of desirables. There's a global shortage on informed strikers, and we happen to have one in Ivan Lloyd. So, next.
Can I shout out what about Tommy Whitmore? Tommy Whitmore.
About Moussa Dembélé.
Which one? There's 50 of them.
The original one.
Look, Moussa Dembélé's are like Russian dolls. Just get the cheapest one.
How many Moussa Dembélé's are there?
More importantly, how many Moussa Dembélé's does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, actually.
Anybody?
Quite
odd. 11?
Probably 11. Aye, correct.
Look, I'm talking about the 31-year-old Spurs player, right? Moussa Dembélé, the original.
Right, original, still in its box, collector's edition Dembélé. What have we got? Analysts?
Huge talent, massive experience, questionable fitness and has never had great XG.
Sorry?
His fitness recently hasn't been...
What was that you said at the end?
Oh, XG, you see, Dembélé's always played in a very strong side, but his return's very low.
X-fucking-G.
It's a way we measure.
I know what it fucking is, Professor X, but gee, can we leave it outside with your Opta Guide to Dating and your Mundial wanking sock?
He would be interested in Dembélé, would he?
Aye, he would he? Great. Right, we've got head coach approval. Tell me something, Cub Scouts.
His contract expires at the end of the season.
She's ticking all the right boxes, but I'm going to take her home to meet me mum. We now go live to Hutch. What are we thinking, Hutch?
So, he's free.
Apart from £200,000 a week, aye. He's currently sat outside White Hart Lane with dog piss on him and a please take me sign around his neck.
Let me just confirm something.
It's about $250,000, Hutch, if we're still in the EU by the time I finish this sentence.
Somebody get Larry. Has anyone seen Larry? $250K, right? Yeah, that can happen. He's a great player.
Yeah, he's quality.
He's in the Premier League All-Star 11, Hutch.
Is he? I didn't know you guys had that.
Aye, we do. They're called Belgium. Right, agents, what do you have for me? What's the goss? What's the dirt? What's the word on the gentrified high street?
I think maybe we look into two Madeira.
Hi, gents. Louis Dawson here, for those that don't know me, although
I'm sure most of you do. I've actually got some business cards.
How the fuck did you get in here?
I happen to represent a number of your targets, Chris, that's why.
Fuck's sake. Right then, Dodson's freak, spit it out. Dim Billy, can it happen or is this a wild moose chase?
Well, it's funny you say that. I've got a few young guys at Fleetwood Town that look particularly exciting, and I actually heard one of them referenced the other day, get this, as the next Moussa Dembele.
There's fucking been the next Moussa Dembele!
Who?
Moussa fucking Dembele!
Right, well, I actually think that Fleetwood Town have a lot to...
Louis, answer the question. What's the inside word on Moussa Dembele?
Well, from what I hear, he ain't happy.
No?
Nope.
How? Why?
Thunder only happens when it's raining, Chris.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Yeah, and?
What's the next line?
Players only love you when they're playing.
Bingo.
Sounds like the fucking motto of the PFA.
Players only love you when they're playing, that's right. Dreams. A little song from one of my favourite bands, Fleetwood Town.
Right, fuck off.
Would he?
I'm serious, get out the fucking room.
Right,
does anyone have any reason why we should be cautious in approaching Dembele? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I heard he's going to China.
Who the fuck said that?
The window cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
He's going where, pal?
There was talk about Juventus a while back, but I think he's going to see out his career in China.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, why am I getting transfer advice from fucking George Formby? Why did none of you lot know that?
What's going on? Did I miss something, Larry? We buying this guy? We not buying this guy? What's happening?
Maybe, aye, just window shopping at the moment, Hutch.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
You know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Elaine, tell me you found the player.
Yes, I've got the guy. He's a bang average nobody.
OK, give me the name. I'll tell the transfer committee the new head coach wants.
Transfer committee? Jesus.
Yeah, all right. Just give me his name, Elaine.
Jackson Marley.
Gotcha. And what position?
Centre midfield. 5 caps for Honduras.
Great. And this is all good to go?
Drafted. Just needs the funds to be released.
Right. OK, I'll let them know and tell Hutch to authorise.
Good. So I'm free to go?
Free to go? You're talking like you're locked in the boot of my car, or like you're Paul Pogba at Man United.
I just want this finalised and done so I can get on with my life.
Yeah, OK, look, I can have this moving and done by the end of the week.
Good.
OK, bye, Elaine, and, thank you.
No problem. Congratulations on stealing a football club.
Jackson Marley.
Emmanuel Frimpong.
Who said that? Who fucking said that?
He's free.
Hey, and we've got money to spend, so stop naming free transfers. Hey, you put that down. Who's smoking? Get your hands off each other, for Christ's sake.
What about those twins at Lokomotiv Moscow?
What, both of them? Is it a buy one, get one free?
No, they just work better as a pair.
Right. Any other suggestions apart from the Novi Chocolate Brothers from Lokomotiv Moscow?
Hey, they've got a good youth structure there.
Just a reminder. Any more suggestions from Lokomotiv Moscow, and I will tie you to the front of a locomotive and drive you to... You guessed it. Moscow.
I've got a decent-looking left-back here.
Good. I'll message. A desirable position. Hit me.
Hogan at Dundee United.
No thanks, he's injured. He's crocked. Crocodile Dundee. Next.
That's a knife.
The lad Marcus Rashford.
Right, who is that? Who said that? Own up. You're holding everybody behind, whoever you are.
He said it.
Of Dickie, for fuck's sake.
He did say it, would he?
Marcus Rashford, for crying out loud. Don't be so stupid, boy.
Sorry, Woody.
Ravel Morrison?
No.
Adele Tarrapt?
No.
Nicholas St. Govan Harris?
What about Dale Stevens at Brighton?
I'd rather have Shaken Stevens from Now. That's what I call a stupid fucking suggestion.
Woody, can we get back to the brief?
Has anyone got... Just consulting the list here. Look, has anyone here got a left-back? Mid-20s-ish, looking at around 12 to 20 mil.
Charlie Daniels?
Someone get me Paul Daniels to make that suggestion disappear.
Charlie Daniels played a blinder against us.
And Abra Dubravka. Poof. The suggestion is gone. For my next trick...
I got one.
Who? If you don't have one, Tom, I'm moving on.
But no, wait.
Come on.
Ben Chilwell.
Between the 12 and 20 mil.
Yeah.
He's worth about 40 million, Tom.
Is he?
Yes, mate.
Sorry, Willie.
It's no problem. Just, if you don't know the answer, just don't shout it out, okay? Say, I don't know, Woody.
Don't know, Woody.
Well, it's too late now, innit? Come and see me after class. Right, everybody, I feel like we need to all just get back.
Hutch, I want 10 million released for a player.
What?
You hear me, Hutch?
Patrick, what are you doing?
Sure thing, buddy. Is this for my new head coach?
Sure is, pal.
Patrick.
Consider it done. When do you need it? January?
Today. He's a freebie. This is a sweet.
I'll get on it right now. Hey, Larry.
Patrick,
Larry,
what the fuck are you doing?
Get the fuck in here.
New head coach making demands already. You know what they're like.
I'm in charge of player recruitment. I didn't think I needed to remind you of that.
He wants this guy really bad, would he?
Aye, but he's a fucking head coach. You don't see me putting his cons out or carrying his ball bag.
It's just the way it is, Chris.
Chris?
Can we move on? Hutch has approved it. Who else have we got?
Who's the player, Patrick?
What?
You said it was a freebie. Well, let's hear it. Maybe Marcus here can tell you his ratio of passes in the final third, or maybe Jess can let us know if he's ever cursed in church or committed sexual assault.
Guys, we can talk about this after.
We'll talk about it now. Who's the player, Patrick?
Jackson Marley.
Sounds like a shite Jackson Martinez tribute act, pal. What's his position?
Centre mid.
Box to box, playmaker, holder?
Bit of it all.
Jackson Marley.
Yeah, Jackson Marley. 5 caps for Honduras.
Oh, the fucking Jackson 5, is it, eh?
Woody.
If anyone's having trouble remembering this player or remembering who the fuck he is, just remember it this way, lads, alright? A, B, C. It's easy as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million pounds.
This is the player he wants.
And where's this come from, this Marley and me? The dog dies at the end, I hope you know that, pal.
Look, don't shoot the messenger.
The messenger just gave me the bill for 10 million quid. I'll shoot him right in the fucking face.
It lose the tone. Now.
I'll shoot the messenger, believe me.
Oh, you will you?
Yeah, I will.
Hey, you don't have the fucking ball.
Hey, I shot the sheriff, pal. But I tell you something else, I shot the fucking deputy too, and his dog, Marley.
If you want to say one more word to me, then that's fine. I just hope you choose it very fucking wisely. You hear me, sporting director? Make a wise choice, yeah? What's it going to be, wise guy? Dennis fucking Wise, huh?
What about Aaron Ramsey?
Fucking swear, pal, I will...
Actually, it's not a bad show. What about Aaron Ramsey?
Perfect. Just what we need.
Marcus? XG couldn't be better for a player in his position. In fact, if you compare...
Hutch! A freebie. But if I could spare 15 mil as an opening offer, could go up to 20-odd and I might be able to get him in Jan.
What would the competition look like in the summer when he's free?
Fucking dreadful.
Then do it. Larry, get back in here, you asshole.
Jess?
Squeaky clean.
And what about our esteemed head coach?
Hmm?
Is he still interested in another midfielder, Aaron Ramsey?
Just checking. Yeah, interested.
Right, great, you two. Pursue it. Email him, and him with your findings. It's nothing more than an inquiry, as far as us are concerned. You understand?
Yeah, of course.
Right, meeting fucking a gin for lunch. We're going to finish early today, lads. We're about 10 million short on our budget. I'll see you all in an hour.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around the duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.